mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, ultra-massive second hour of global transmission against tyranny. Back in February, coming up on 6 months ago, early February, we had Colonel Don Grand Prix on the broadcast, and he said that he had met with the pilot and even gave us the name of the squadron that had shot down Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. And we broke that story here with Colonel Don Grand Prix. He would not tell us the name of the pilot. Now another website says that they've talked to someone who talked to the pilot. They don't say who. And I called Colonel Don Grand Prix and I said, is this the name of the pilot? And he said, yes. And he had to go to a medical appointment for his heart today, so he won't be with us. But he says he's coming on later this week. So that's developing there, and I'm trying to get the folks from this website on to talk about their source. So we'll go back over that report as well. A bunch of economic news. The Supreme Court saying they can secretly arrest citizens, secretly hold you. Very scary development, but we all knew it was coming. Just a ton of vital news, and I have some information on Fahrenheit 9/11. My review of that, I'll kind of expand on what I talked about in the first hour. And Paul Watson, who joins us every Monday, is joining us in about 30 minutes. Right now, let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. sorry, just a couple of quick things. Yesterday, I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. I thought it was kind of disgusting how many people were laughing at certain parts where I was just getting outraged at, but I have to say my favorite part is when Donald Rumsfeld says that the American people are lied to every day and they don't seem to mind. I did get to hand out about 30 or so of your flyers, so hopefully you'll get some more hits on that website and people will start waking up a little bit more.
What did folks think of those simple little flyer?
Oh, they were eating them up. I wish I had printed more, and I think I'm going to print like another couple hundred and go see the movie a couple more times and try and
get up giving about 60 copies of my DVD out for free. I gave a speech because the theater owner asked me to at four of the showings, and I handed out a bunch of flyers. So we talk the talk, we walk the walk, and I want to thank you for doing that. Paul Watson made a flyer. My wife made another flyer. One flyer is on InfoWars. The other is on Prison Planet. Folks, get them. Put them in your... you know, in your purse, your shirt, 100 of them, and then just hand them out when you're leaving. And, you know, the security guard says something, so what? Just leave.
Yeah, nobody messed with me. In fact, I even gave one to one of the patrons that works at the place. So, no, they weren't messing with me.
They were all big fans of the theater went to. And
exactly.
I actually called the theater and said, I'd like to come to your theater and have permission to do this. And they said, Alex, the owner's been trying to get a hold of you for weeks. We'd be showing your film right now. they've shown it there before, but yeah.
Yeah, the second thing I wanted to say, and it didn't even come in my mind until I heard about you, I guess, a month ago. I was, I guess you could say, pulled over in front of my house, but not really. My friends and I were just sitting in the car talking. A cop drove by once or twice, and the third time, he pulled up behind us and put the lights on. Now, you would think as soon as I gave him my ID and showed him that we were sitting in front of my house, he would leave. But no, about 2 minutes passed by. Two more cop cars come up. They light the car up. All the lights are on. The streets are on. And they're more or less interrogating us outside my front door because it's 12 o'clock at night.
Did they ask if they could search the vehicle?
They did. And he actually opened up my door from the outside because it wasn't locked, and I immediately closed it and said, dude, you can't do that. I don't know what you think you're doing. After about another 5 minutes, they told us to, you know, leave for the night and just go inside and have a good night.
But notice they had to tell you they're the boss. Just get out of your own front yard. You're evil. We're your master. Was that
exactly
a couple weeks ago?
This was about 2 months ago.
Yeah, because the Supreme Court just ruled that you can be in your backyard in your car. They can search it. And you got to answer their questions, too. Of course, that's not true. The same Supreme Court said that black people weren't human beings, you know, 100-and-something years ago. So they can say that government's God. It doesn't make it the case.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, Alex.
All right, my friend. I appreciate what you're doing. All right. We'll talk to David and Deborah and others when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. And a massive news blitz is coming your way as well.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Monday. We're now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour. I'll go to these loaded phone lines here in just a few minutes. Let me go ahead and get into some of the news first. Bush can hold U.S. citizens without trial. That's the Associated Press headline. Bush can hold citizens, U.S. citizens, without trial. But they said hundreds of times it was only for foreigners. Got us used to it. Now it's for the citizens. And that's an misdemeanor. The Supreme Court ruled narrowly Monday that Congress gave President Bush power to hold an American citizen without charges or trial. Congress can't, again, give anybody the power to say black people are all slaves, which they've done before. Congress can't say that, you know, all Jews will be put in ovens. Congress can't say that all Germans must be deported. We have a Bill of Rights, okay? Now, Bush has said he's above the law with torture, above the law with Enron, above the law with Halliburton. Bill Clinton said he was above the law. When government starts saying it's above the law, is the law, I am the law, that is tyranny. Textbook tyranny. The Supreme Court ruled narrowly Monday that Congress gave President Bush the power to hold an American citizen without charges or trial. They've already ruled they can forcibly drug you for no reason, non-terror related. The 6-3 ruling sided with the administration on an important legal point they've never sided against them, raising the war on terrorism. At the same time, it left unanswered other hard questions raised by the case of Yasar Issam Hamidi, who has been detained more than 2 years and who was only recently allowed to see a lawyer. The administration had fought any suggestion that Hamidi or another U.S. foreign terrorism suspect could go to court, saying that such a legal fight posed a threat to the president's power to wage war as he sees fit, without a declaration of war, by the way. We have no reason to doubt that the courts faced with these sensitive matters will pay proper heed both to the matters of national security that might arise in individual cases and to the constitutional limitations safeguarding essential liberties that remain vibrant even in times of security concerns, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote to the court. Now, they do say that you can be secretly arrested and secretly taken away, but that you can have a secret government lawyer that can't talk to anyone either. So they claim that in the Ministry of Love, you'll get to talk to somebody, don't worry, but they can't talk to anybody. Here's another one out of the Associated Press. Enemy combatants win right to U.S. courts. See, it's a, we're winning rights. Man, they really, if I hit you in the head with a hammer, you know, as hard as I can and you die, I gave you a love tap. It was something nice I did. Up is down, down is up. Black is white, white is black. This is a new right you've been given. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that prisoners seized as potential terrorists and held, well, Bush said they are terrorists, for more than 2 years at U.S. military prison camp in Cuba may challenge their captivity in American courts. A defeat for President Bush in one of the major high court cases arising from September 11th attacks. And it goes on to say the 6-3 ruling passed no judgment on the guilt or innocence of the approximately 600 foreign-born men held at the Navy-run prison camp at Guantanamo Bay. The justices also did not address the broad issue of human rights and civil liberties surrounding the prisoners' seizure and detention without trial or guaranteed access to a lawyer. Didn't do that. For now, the High Court said only that the men can take a first legal step in consulting U.S. authority to hold them with the authority holding them. Again, this is like our government appointing a ruling council. 300 and some odd people. They appoint them. Paul Bremer appoints them. Now it's going to be Necroponte, the torture lord of Latin America, appoints them. And then they go out and appoint a president, a known CIA terrorist, who admittedly bombed school buses and movie theaters full of children. And then, my gosh, the guy we appointed says he wants us to stay. That's freedom. Your president wants us. And they go, you have a right to consult the courts. You get to, at the prison camp, talk to the judge advocate general about, and you can complain to him. You can complain to the commandant. Man, you've got freedom, folks. That's the courts. We can secretly grab you and tell you we've not tell anybody we've grabbed you, but then you can complain to the prison guard. Man, a major setback for Bush, I tell you. Oh. So you read different AP articles and get a totally different view. Well, I've looked at the ruling, and it's bad news, my friends. Oh, my goodness. There's so many of these. Family begs for Marine's life. This is on a News 24. The family of a U.S. Marine believed to be held by Islamic militants in Iraq has issued a plea for his captors to release him. U.S. media reported on Monday, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, we accept destiny with its good and its bad, said Tarek Nosser, a spokesman for the family of Marine Corporal Wasif Ali Hassoun. So he's a Muslim. And they plead for his life. That'll get the approval ratings up when they cut his head off. I hope they don't, but CIA's got quite a few Muslim torture masters trained in the U.S. ready to carry it out, I assure you. Here's an interesting article from Drudge. China surpasses USA as biggest recipient of foreign investment. That's right, the U.S. is no longer the number one place to invest. In the last few months, China attracted $53 billion, slightly less than the year before, compared to $40 billion for the U.S., the Wall Street Journal reported Monday. Interesting little economic news for you there, boys and girls. Here's another one. U.S. Treasury notes decline after report shows faster inflation. Inflation? A car that cost $15,000 10 years ago costs $35,000. There's no inflation. There's no inflation. I mean, everything costs more now, but there's no inflation. The benchmark 2-year U.S. Treasury note had its biggest drop in 2 weeks after a measurement of inflation used by Federal Reserve in its semi-annual forecast rose in May by the most in 14 years. Investors are looking at such reports for clues as to how fast Fed policymakers will lift their key interest rates for the year. Central Bank will increase its target rate for the overnight loans between banks from the 46-year low of 1% by a quarter percentage point on Wednesday. And they say it's going to go up and up and up and up and up. Isn't that interesting there? Oh, my goodness. There is so much here. We'll get to more in a few minutes. Let's go back to calls. I guess up next is David. David, where are you calling us from?
Lansing, Michigan.
Welcome.
Thank you. Wanted to respond to what you had to say about Michael Moore. You know, I saw the first film he made a long time ago, Roger and Me. And in that film, he had me going with him until the very end when the point he made about the whole thing, his climax was, well, that the problem is the American system. And in Bowling for Columbine...
Well, that's the problem, is that he'll tell the truth on some issues and then give a bad solution. His solution, and stupid white man and dude, where's my country, is the UN needs to take America over.
Exactly. I think when we pay attention to anything he does or anything else that comes across to us on the mainstream media, I mean, this guy wouldn't have won an Academy Award unless he was serving certain powerful interests. And the interest he's serving really is to create the rationale for world government. In Bowling for Columbine, he says that the problem isn't even guns, it's the fact that it's just everything we are. It's that we, stupid white men and America in general, is just afraid of everything, and we were founded in fear and conceived in fear, and everything that we ever did was done out of fear.
No, this was a wild frontier,
yeah.
A very dangerous place, and we were the criminals, we were the slaves, we were the ruffians,
right?
And we were the religious outcasts that came here. And, that's why, statistically, there's more murders. But you notice now that that's happening worldwide. We didn't used to have that many murders. It's the television. It's the culture of death. Now that Europe's getting all this violent TV, their violence is exploding.
And he actually uses the false example of Canada, whose gun control laws are even more stringent than ours, saying, well, they have guns.
By the way, their crime rate's been exploding. Their violent crime rate's been exploding.
But, Michael Moore is really, and all this stuff is really there to serve the end game, which is to promote the consensus from being reached in the general population that we just have to do away with sovereign nations, and most especially the United States of America.
Well, that's it. 2 years ago plus, I said 9/11 is meant to come out. No one is to be held accountable, but Europe and everyone is to know that our government did it. Then they'll say it's those evil right-wing cowboys. They want to control the New World Order. We've got to have a socialist world government run out of Europe. And Bush is playing that part, and Michael Moore plays into that part as well.
Sure
he didn't
does.
Bring up any of the real issues of 9/11 in his film.
Nor did he bring up the real issues of where the fear is coming from, how it's been injected into the society by bringing drugs into the society, the government doing it by
breaking up the family with welfare systematically,
creating incidents that cause mass deaths, and then using that as the excuse to have more stringent laws and that kind of thing. This guy is a world government socialist to the core. He always has been. And,
again, neocon followers know that, so they think, oh, it must all be a fraud. Now, when we expose 9/11, which Bill Clinton and Bush were both involved in as puppets, oh, we must be socialist. No, it's your whole government. Bush is with Michael Moore. Bush is with Chucky Schumer. We're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Bush is protecting Bill Clinton. Bush is signing campaign finance. Bush is coming after your guns. Bush is signing on to UNESCO.
Exactly. It's all a shell game, and the ultimate result is the dissolution of the whole idea of the sovereign nation and the United States of America. And Michael Moore knows exactly what he's doing, and he's pretty well paid for it, really. This guy is, he's won quite a bit of acclaim for taking the positions he's taken. And if he had taken the positions that you're taking, you would never hear from that these guys are all working together. It's the ultimate expression of the Hegelian dialectic that we're witnessing.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate the call. Excellent points, David. Deborah, Ralph, Ken, Paul, others. You're up next when we get back. Paul Watson joining us. A blitzkrieg of news and information. I'm Alex Jones. The website, the new website, is prisonplanet.tv. A lot of big new developments. You'll definitely want to check it out. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, black seed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rationalized and denied what's going on. You don't just work for some corrupt good old boys. You work for very sinister, evil people who enjoy manipulating populations, who enjoy eugenics on a mass scale, who are doing a lot of really bad things and hurting a lot of innocent, good people, who will let our troops breathe depleted uranium while they talk about how much they love them, when they know it's going to kill them, make them very sick. We deal with a government that knowingly puts cancer viruses in many of the vaccines and increases the level of mercury. And the CDC's own documents admit that they know it's brain-damaging millions of children over the years, but they don't care. They're going to continue it. I mean, this is all admitted stuff, and this is just some of their crimes, some of the things they've done. You know, there's literally hundreds of admitted cases of them putting uranium in pregnant women's vitamins on base to see what it would do to them, of spraying horrible substances on cities and, quote, test, in giving school children chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals in their cereal and their food. I mean, this is stuff going on over the last 50 years of bringing Nazis to this country and putting them into positions of power. This is a different mindset than you and I. And we're so gullible and so naive, and some of the servants of this system, you know, rationalize what they're doing and make excuses and don't see the big picture. You better see the big picture. I mean, last night I was laying in bed at about 2 a.m., couldn't go to sleep, even though I was exhausted. And I was just thinking about this, thinking about all the bad things that have happened, how they're accelerating and setting up for even bigger abominations, and all the genetic engineering and what they're doing to the crops and the takeover of every facet of society and the propaganda in the movies and television and the newspapers and both in fiction and nonfiction. And how do I reach out to you? How do I get you to think for yourselves? To get past the left-right rat race, you know, treadmill that you're caught on. It's 2004, my friends, and we're in a high-tech nightmare. And the control grid of dehumanization is going into place right now. And it's going to take you becoming leaders and saying no to this system and getting your head out of the sand if we're going to save our children, our future, humanity. I mean, it really is that big of a deal. And I know what I'm talking about. I can unequivocally lay out the facts here. I've researched it. I've made it my life. And so before you deny what I'm saying out of hand, number one, you know in your guts I'm right. Number two, when you go check out the facts, you'll find out it's documented. And I'm begging you to at least take that step. Because if 10% of what I'm saying is accurate, we're in a world of hurt. And unfortunately, folks, it's a lot worse than what I'm saying. And I'm accurate about 98% of the time. And I learn of new horrors that I can't even describe every day. Systematic manipulation and complex propaganda systems so fluent and evil that if I look at these systems that are so massive that I can comprehend them, but it's like a giant mathematical equation. I can't describe it to you. Do you understand that? The systematic plan I see before me that I've been following for years, now I know I've got their plan because I see it piece by piece. I know the next piece and the next piece, and I watch it confirmed with the next piece and the exact words I envisioned because I know their program. And I'm sitting here trying to describe this to you. You better spend a lot of time thinking about the New World Order. You better spend a lot of time getting ready for it and educating others and fighting it. Believe me, we are fighting it. We are having a lot of success. I've never seen such an awakening taking place, but it's not fast enough. And there's not enough of you standing up to be leaders in this fight to wake up others and to be force multipliers. Let's go ahead and talk to Deborah in Michigan. Deborah, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I went to the theater Friday night, and I got thrown off of one property. But luckily, I had the schedules for a few others in my area, so I went to a few others.
Tell me the story. Why'd you get thrown off?
Oh, they said that nobody could hand out anything on the property, and they escorted me off the property. And I didn't fight them. So I said, okay, fine, and I left. But the next day I went back, bought a ticket, and brought a whole bunch of the flyers stuffed in my purse and sat pretty much by the exit when people were leaving. And I didn't have enough flyers. And people thanked me.
What flyers did you give out?
The ones that were on your website.
Oh, you're awesome. Stay there. I want to hear about this. Imagine if all of you did this. I did it. I gave out 60 copies. I said I'd give out 50, but put 60 in there. I gave out 60 copies of Road to Tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Okay, people, it's we're an hour and 33 and a half minutes into this broadcast today. We got Paul Watson for the balance of the program with us, counter-programming, I should say. We got loaded phone lines. I've scratched the surface on a lot of the top news, a lot of other stuff we need to get into. So much happening. But before we go to Paul Watson and then to Ralph and Paul and John and many others that are holding, Deborah, you're up in Michigan, and you say you went to a theater and got thrown out, but that didn't stop you. You went to other theaters and handed out flyers. Then you went back to the theater you were thrown out of to see it, and you stood at the inside door when it was letting out and handed out flyers. How many of the flyers off of PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com did you hand out, my dear?
Probably about 200, and I printed up, I got 200 more printed up, and we're going to go to a printing facility and have them print up more because my computer printer is just not working right.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, you know, there's two flyers. There's one on InfoWars.com, and there's another one on PrisonPlanet.com. Which one did you use?
The one on Prison Planet. Are they the same?
No, there's two separate ones.
Did they say the same thing?
No, one of them gets into the New York Post saying my film really covers 9/11 and Mortars doesn't.
Yeah, because I could double side up paper if I'm getting it copied.
Yeah, and I don't think that would cost you much more. That's really exciting. So what feedback did you get as you were handing these out?
Nobody gave me a hard time. I even moved. I actually ran into a person from MoveOn.org. You know, one of those MoveOn people, and they were
who
glad
thinks?
I was doing it.
Yeah, but they think Kerry's going to save us.
Yeah, but they didn't care. They were just glad somebody was doing something. And the one lady asked me if I needed any help.
Good. Work with her. Work with her. We need these activists. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was shocked. But the thing is don't get caught. That's the bottom line, because a lot of these theaters will throw you out. And, the thing is you don't want to get arrested.
Well, you won't get arrested as long as it's not illegal to do that. It's not uncivil either, as they say. It's just if they tell you to leave, say yes and leave, then that's how they get you on. But see, I would imagine the first time you were out in the open giving them out, that's what I advised last week. I said, right before it ends, get up by the door, and as people go out, hand it to them there. You're not going to have any problems. Just don't do it out in the foyer. Now, some movie theaters, they're going to thank you for doing it, like the one here in Austin.
Right. Now, what I found, too, at the other theaters I went to where I was outside, I sat in my car, and I knew what time the theater was letting out. So when people were coming into the parking lot, I would say, did you see Fahrenheit 9/11? Yeah, and I'd hand them one. And then the next thing you know, people were lined up. And then some of the people I had given them to, at first, they came back and went, thank you. They actually went off and read it and then came back.
And now what's going to happen is they're going to go to the websites and go to prisonplanet.com and see the 9/11 archive with 600-plus documents, mainstream news articles, transcripts, legislation. They're going to find out it isn't just prior knowledge that Bush had. He was involved in it. Deborah, you keep it up, and great news that you're out there doing that.
Okay, no problem.
Wow, that is wonderful news. Go get the Infowars.com flyer that my wife made. Get the one that Paul Watson made over in England. Do it front and back and get it out to people. And as I was telling Paul, we need to put a big button on the main page that, all things 9/11. Have a link on that page to the 9/11 archive. Have a link to WTC7. Have a link to your story from a year and a half ago, Paul, with the missile pod on the bottom. Have the story from 6 months ago of Colonel Don de Grand Prix and the shoot down of Flight 93. All the stories we broke so people can all go. That's the problem with our websites. They're so big. We add so much. All this stuff gets buried. And I'm starting to think it's better just to leave certain issues on the front forever. Paul Watson, good to have you on. That's pretty exciting, and I've gotten dozens of emails, a bunch of calls already, people saying they're doing the same thing. Pretty exciting.
Well, it is, but in the first instance, is it common for police to be hanging around movie theaters in the U.S.? Because I know it's certainly not common in my country.
Well, at the big megaplexes, I think it's good that they'll have one off-duty cop in case the gang members, which I've even had trouble with, getting fights, while they're watching movies. This does happen. Usually there's one cop, but no, I have heard reports where there'll be 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 because the theaters are worried. And now we got a report that in Colorado they had, which we know are the kings of this, the police there photographing people. That's a public program to intimidate free speech in Colorado. We've posted the photos, Paul, of the troops in Colorado with the police photographing people at other meetings and conservative liberal groups, doesn't matter. So don't let the intimidation work. They're scared of this film. One power structure is afraid of the other power structure, but their legs on the same chair.
Well, obviously they're scared of it because it's having an impact, and we've had reports on the websites, including one from one of your listeners today, people handing out flyers, being harassed or arrested by the police. And one of your listeners was actually handing out deception dollars. And he said that I was passing them out at a feverish pitch for about a minute or two when a security guard came up to me and said, come with me. He led me out of the theater to the main hallway. I told him that I was just handing out some information. The security guard then said to me, no solicitation, and started walking me down the hallway. After noticing that he was escorting me while I walked, I said to him, this is America, to which he replied, this is private property. And there's another report out of Pennsylvania where he observed, a bunch of bouncer-type security guards rushing past him, screaming, there are people in there handing out flyers after he'd already handed them out. So, it is a tactic of intimidation, but, they can't stop people going to see the film, and they can't stop the spillover effect, which you mentioned, where, people's appetite for information makes them dig deeper, and that's what these flyers do, and, that's why we put them on the website.
Well, absolutely, Paul. And you heard my comment. What we need to do is not just have a giant 9/11 archive. We need to take it and, like, have a bunch of buttons to, you know, off to other. Again, I want you to put up, you know, repost. I mean, it's in the archives. Your missile pod story from a year and a half ago. I want you to repost the Colonel Donna Grand Prix from 5.5-6 months ago. Flight 90. I want you to put all that in one area. Andres von Bülow, the former German defense minister, saying the government's behind it. I want all that right there for people. Good thing we timestamp all these articles, because I don't particularly care about the credit, but it's getting out of control. And for you especially, who broke stories, you know, years ago, and then it's the latest, biggest fad out there. It's somewhat annoying.
Well, that's what I'll get. I'll go up tonight and, you know, post a big section right at the top on the right hand side of the page. But as you mentioned, I mean, with the Flight 93 discussion, it's certainly somewhat odd that this website pops up from basically nowhere, gains international attention in both the alternative and mainstream media, because, you know, there are dozens of websites out there which are based around 9/11 activism, which is, you know, organizing people into protesting 9/11, going down to Ground Zero and unfurling banners saying 9/11 was an inside job. And, I mean, those people make it their labor to relentlessly contact media in order to heighten awareness, along with people like, you know, Ellen Mariani and her lawyer. And they get very little response from media, even though that's the only thing they do all day is contact media, whereas this website basically sets the internet on fire and immediately gets interest from the mainstream. And, you know, if it's straight up and they have these inside source accesses and they're just relaying the truth, then, you know, fine, more power to them. But obviously, we would need to hear these individuals on your show.
Well, I'm going to do it. I think overall that site's doing a good job, and let's roll 911.org. And I put calls in. I want to get the guy on the show. It's just that, you know, I mean, we published your book a year ago. It's got the missile pods. You got it on the website a year and a half ago. And every week I get a call. Hey, you hear about the missile pod? I published a book about it. And then, you know, right here, Flight 93 shoot down, pilot identified. That is a story they broke. I called Colonel Don de Grand Prix. He wouldn't tell me the name, you know, 5.5-6 months ago. He said, yes, that is the name of the guy, Major Rick Gibney, that told him that he shot Flight 93 down. But again, I don't know that's accurate. I'm not saying that. I'm not, you know, people, do, again, something like this, I've got to confirm. And it says Flight 93 shoot down, pilot identified. You wrote a comment here, and you've added more since then. This is on prisonplanet.com right now. Colonel Don de Grand Prix first broke the story of the Happy Hooligans and the shoot down of Flight 93 during an interview on the Alex Jones Show back in February. And it says, Let's Roll 9/11 has discovered, and this is their comment, that Flight 93 was definitely shot down. Well, the witnesses all saw that, and that's been the news for years. And it says it discovered the name of the pilot as well as other pertinent information regarding this incident. Now that's other pertinent info. I mean, that's what Don de Grand Prix said, was Sidewinder missiles, the Happy Hooligans. He said all that on the show 5.5 months ago. So I need to get the folks from this side on, and they need to tell us, if they can, who this source is, so we can have Don de Grand Prix and this other source. Then it starts. I mean, I tend to believe this stuff, but I don't know. And it says that precisely 0938 hours, an alarm was sounded at Langley Air Force Base, and those whom were on call drinking coffee, that's what Don de Grand Prix said on this show, were scrambled. Thus, the 119th Fighter Wing was off for an intercept. They, the Happy Hooligans, a unit of three F-16 aircraft, were ordered to head towards Pennsylvania. At 0957, they spotted the target. After confirmation, orders were received, and one Major Rick Gibney fired two Sidewinder missiles at the aircraft and destroyed it in mid-flight. Now, Don de Grand Prix, off-air and on-air, said that Cheney was ordering a stand-down. The general there said, no, I'm shooting it down. We're not going to let it go after the Capitol. They did that on their own accord. This, though, this article says that it was Bush giving the order, and I've got to find out where they got that, because that's not what I got from my sources. Paul, you see what I'm saying here?
Well, yeah, that's where this Let's Roll story and what, you know, what Don de Grand Prix said differs, because that story implies that the shoot-down order came from Bush and Cheney, even though we also know that it was Rumsfeld who had the executive, you know, authorization to order shoot-down, not Bush or Cheney.
And he had that moved to him from the generals and even colonels to himself, months before, and we know Cheney was in control of the bunkers, shouting orders on loudspeakers nationwide in the bunkers, inside R and others in control.
Yeah, and I mean, as he mentioned, according to Wern, the colonel, he told us that it was the adjutant general of the North Dakota Air Guard who gave the command to take the plane out. So it was a standard operating procedure, what they were supposed to do and what they had done on hundreds of occasions.
Yeah, according to Don DeGrandpree, he said, look, as of 3 months ago, I could still do this. I'm not going to let this happen. They can sit there and read little ghost stories if they want. Watch. Shoot them down. And then now this is, the pilot's done nothing wrong. It's evil Bush that ordered him to do it. Well, no, I mean, if the general ordered this and the pilot ordered it, it was the right thing to do because it stopped the plane from going into there. And then it's Bush with the stand down order. But again, we just need to find out. I'll talk to all the parties involved.
Well, I mean, we've had the video up on the website until they removed it for, approaching 18 months from the Pittsburgh channel, where they interviewed eyewitnesses who were actually pilots who saw the F-16 circling Flight 93. And we
should have saved that video, Paul.
I wish I had a saved
it. I know, we're so busy, small staff, we just linked to it. I remember seeing it, yeah.
But, they had eyewitness reports seeing the F-16 circling the plane before and after the crash.
Well, I mean, it was an 8-mile debris field.
And the quote was, an F-16 fighter closely pursued Flight 93. The F-16 made a 360-degree turn to remain close to the commercial jet. The employee said he must have seen the whole thing, the employee said, of the F-16 pilot's view of the Flight 93 crash. And that was a flight controller in New Hampshire who ignored the ban on flight controllers speaking to the media. And we've had other reports, right down to callers to radio shows who saw the F-16 fire the Sidewinder missiles, which took the plane out.
Now, sheriff's deputies saw that, too. Now, again, I think Colonel Don DeGrandpree is a good guy, put out some good info in the past, but I never said that we could confirm any of this. And for all we know, this could be people in the military, going to Don DeGrandpree and let's roll other good folks, and meanwhile, I don't think they're bad, and putting this out to later try to discredit the whole shoot down story. I don't know, though. We're just reporting on what others are saying and doing. We cannot confirm this, Paul.
Well, no, it's like the, no plane at the Pentagon, which is why we don't relentlessly focus on it like many people do. But, I guess the next step is to try and to persuade Mr. Gibney to come out publicly and admit to shooting down the aircraft. And if that gets significant attention, then, we can crack another one.
By the way, we're trying to contact Gibney, and Don DeGrandpree told me 2 weeks ago, he said the Joint Chiefs have told me that I've said too much. Then I talked to him again. He goes, I'm having to have some doctor's appointments today. I said, is it Gibney? And he said, yeah, if it's out, I'll tell you it is Gibney. I go, did you talk to him? Yes, face-to-face. And so, I don't know, folks. But it's a big, big deal, so we cannot sit here and say that we know for sure.
Well, it rings true for me because, on the flip side of the coin, we've got the 9/11 Whitewash Commission trying to justify or reaffirm the fable that hijackers were responsible for the attack, which is why, they came out with this tape of Mohammed Atta's voice, even though we've had teachers in Arabic analyze it and say that the voice on the tape is neither Egyptian or Arabic. And again, this would crack the whole let's roll scenario where the passengers supposedly tried to commandeer the plane.
But the government wouldn't fake anything. I mean, they've put fake newscasts out, 70 million in fake newscasts, fake weapons dossiers, lies, fat bin Ladens in dark rooms proven to be fake by voice analyzation. They wouldn't fake anything, Paul. They can't fake a voice. They could just show Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK.
Well, to me, the attack was carried out, and several other people have said this, by means of remote control, whereby as soon as the planes diverted from their course, as soon as they were hijacked, not by Arabs who couldn't fly Cessnas, who were in strip clubs the night before, but, electronically, as the technology has proven, the passengers, the pilots were gassed. The 20% record low occupancy passengers were gassed, and then the attack was carried out from there. So any chance to crack this myth of hijackers, we would be wise to pursue it, not to go to the length of some people who say that you know, the planes were holograms. I mean, that just gets into territory which no one body could ever prove, basically.
And I don't believe that. Again, and then magically, some of the hijackers leave their bags at the airport with plans of how they were going to do it. Yeah, carry that evidence with you. Magic passports falling out of the sky unburned. At topless bars leaving Koran saying, I'm going to knock buildings down tomorrow. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, then they leaked the reports of the German Al-Qaeda cell years before the attack running around telling, you know, librarians we're going to attack the World Trade Center. And obviously we know there was a plan to attack the World Trade Center as many other targets with the Project Bojinka, but again, laying the groundwork for this manufactured fable that they would later introduce as the official explanation so they could blame it on the right patsy.
Absolutely, folks. We'll take calls when we get back and into a bunch of other news. Stay with us. We'll briefly tell you how to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv or get the films. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul, we're about to go to Ralph and Paul and John and John and Pete and many others. Briefly, what do you want to cover in the next hour? I got some news I want to go over, but first we'll go to calls. And then plug your book, plug PrisonPlanet.tv, and pick one of my videos you want to plug. You know, tell us what film you think is the most important, Paul.
Well, with Prison Planet TV, today, basically an hour before I came on the air, I posted George Humphrey's video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, which is a two-hour documentary which is just packed with a lot of information which I didn't know personally. For example, did you know that the Twin Towers, the construction of the Twin Towers, began on September 11, 1971?
So did the Pentagon back in the late 40s.
Bizarre coincidence. And in the last 7 days, we posted my book, Order Out of Chaos, your book, Descent into Tyranny, your documentary, Wake Up or Waco. There are several more videos going up this week. We've already got 20 full-length videos available, you know, after only 8 weeks old, the site. And so if people do sign up for a year, which works out at 15 cents a day, during the course of, you know, that subscription, they will have access to hundreds of videos. So even in that sense, it's well worth it. So it's $5.95 a month, $54.95 for a year, and it supports our bandwidth expenses.
And then your book, Order Out of Chaos, which in one of the chapters gets into the missile pod.
Yeah, gets into the missile pods, gets into the torture scandal, you know. I wrote about it 2 years before it ever got to the mainstream media. So there's a lot in there which wasn't covered and, you know, which we got ahead of the curve on. And it's 320 pages, packed with graphics, images, documents, exhaustively sourced, so it's, you know, it wakes a lot of people up. And I mean, it's creating wildfires just in the people that I've given it to. You know, it's been circulating, people begging to borrow it off other people, so it's the kind of book which is, you know, it's straight talk, it's straightforward, it's not couched in any kind of pretentious language. It's just the facts laid out, and it's been very successful in my experience of waking people up.
And then again, I'm carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati's in game on VHS and DVD, big discounts if you get two or more. All my films are on the website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll free to get any of the films or books or T-shirts, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Ralph in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
I appreciate the information on the act where they can just come in and grab you and no questions asked. I have a suspicion that there's probably a bug inside my phone, along with probably there may be bugs in here, along with could be a camera in my apartment. I'm not sure.
Sir, they don't have the personnel to man all those with even keyword software.
Yeah.
They're announcing it all to intimidate everyone and to scare us into shutting up.
Well, I'm not going to shut up. It says the truth's going to set you free, and I'm for the truth and getting the truth out.
Well, that's good. What's on your mind, sir?
The area where I live is a very dangerous area, especially if there's some kind of set-up attack, because it would probably destroy most of this state in itself. It's a highly nuclear area. And, you know, there's been a few scares with leakages and fires and so forth. I think most of the people within this area probably just look at it and turn it off and
well, giving up your liberty, giving up
your
liberty isn't going to keep you safe. And I'm glad you're standing firm and up against the New World Order, Ralph. We'll start. Thanks for the call. We'll start the third hour here momentarily. Go to Paul, John, many others. Toll free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Paul Watson, my webmaster for the Prison Planet websites. We'll be right back.
Our